as Morris, he is a sponge as far as learning and developing. Works very hard. Long arms, can play defense, pretty athletic. Can shoot the three off the bounce, off the screen. Just pretty much a dog on defense. You know, he gonna really be a big piece on defense and being able to stretch the floor and playing pick and rolls pretty well. Oku is more of a hybrid of everything. 6'9", can shoot the three, block shots, very long arms, can use ball screens, runs the floor. He is more of like a unicorn. You can play him almost from the two on down. So I think those two players is pretty good with the situation that the Gamecock is getting. Like I think that they're gonna help the team win right away as soon as they start playing.
What about South Carolina appeal to them and Lamont Paris and what he is doing there? What sold them on South Carolina?
Well, the fact that, you know, Coach Paris is, I would say he's more of a player's coach. You know, he really has a good reputation of developing players and putting them in the right spot and playing them where they're supposed to be played at. The whole coaching staff, especially Lamont Paris, did very well on talking to him and really just talking to him about just life theory and not just basketball. They felt very, very comfortable talking with them, and they don't open up that well either. So the fact that they opened up with him was really a big thing.
Yeah, I could tell from communicating with Morris that he's pretty quiet. Now, he tells me he's coming in the 23 class, so he'll be coming over and joining them this coming season?
Yes. But he should be redshirting, though, his first year. His first year, he's going to be redshirting.
So he'll come over here, join the team, be part of the team, and try and improve his skills and learn the game while sitting out as a redshirt.
Yes. Just so he can get some more developing and so he's able to learn Coach Paris' system and learn off of the older guys as well.
Understood. And from a standpoint of development of these two guys, having played European basketball and having played international basketball, how do they benefit from that, and how will that, you think, transfer with them to playing ball here in the States?
Well, the thing is that I always take the team to play in the States at least once or twice a year. And I'm also an American coach, so I teach and coach like an American, so they already have a taste of American-style basketball. The benefit from them being European is that they understand team basketball, spacing, and knowing how to play, you know, a game in the right way.
With Federico, how much bigger do you think he will get over the next couple of years before he gets to South Carolina, and what will you be working with on him to help take his game to the next level?
You know, Fed has an older brother that's about 6'11", so he could get that height, but he's already 6'9" now. And the things that we'll be working with him on is that he's not a back to the basket player. He's more, he can do it, but that's not his only. He can play back to the basket. He can face up. He can shoot off the dribble. He can come off screens. So we're just going to be trying to get him better in all aspects of the game, not just one. So able to play all positions.
All right, and last thing, you got any younger players that Coach Paris has his eyes on that he's going to be working with here in the years to come?
Yeah, we have some other up-and-coming players that's actually coming up. Obviously, we are pretty loyal to South Carolina so far, so we like what he's doing. So, of course, he will have his picking of those guys first. I will always send him those first.